USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a warning for Iran and any militia groups it backs that tries to expand the Israel-Hamas war.
We will take every necessary step to protect our people. We're not looking for conflict with Iran. We've made that very clear. But we'll do what's necessary to protect our personnel, be they military or civilian.
Blinken was speaking from Baghdad Sunday after making an unannounced trip to the West Bank, where he met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 170 people were injured in the quake, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. Pro-Palestinian protesters shook a White House fence and vandalized it last night, spraying red paint and chanting vulgarities at President Joe Biden. Some protesters were even trying to climb the White House's iron gates. They went on to vandalize the General Marquis de Lafayette statue in nearby Lafayette Park with graffiti and Palestinian flags as well. Rula Ati has a sister and nephew that lives in Palestine.
I just want to be heard. I want people to know that the life out there is not okay, occupation in Palestine. It's not an easy life on a day-to-day basis.
The Secret Service was able to control the situation and no arrests were made. The American Cancer Society has updated its guidance, urging millions more people to undergo lung cancer screening. The expanded recommendations now include older adults with a history of smoking, regardless of how long ago they quit. Previously, the Society only advised annual screenings for those who had quit within the past 15 years. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
DoorDash is trying out a new policy regarding non-tipping customers, cautioning them about potential delays in their deliveries. Users will encounter a pop-up disclaimer within the app notifying them that their food may be taking longer to arrive. This adjustment comes as drivers have the option to select orders based on their payout, often favoring higher-paying jobs. An FTC lawsuit alleges Amazon tried to pull a fast one on consumers with secret price gouging.
Revelations from updated court documents suggest that Amazon conducted a covert operation to deliberately inflate prices paid by shoppers, extracting more than $1 billion from American online bargain hunters. The Federal Trade Commission in 17 states had initially sued Amazon in September for antitrust violations, but much of the original complaint was redacted until last week. Amazon's operation involved testing competitors' pricing algorithms to ensure they matched Amazon's higher prices, allowing the company to charge shoppers more while minimizing the chance of them finding a cheaper alternative. Amazon has disputed the FTC's characterization of the algorithm, stating that the project was discontinued several years ago. I'm Skip Kelly.
Willie Nelson is 90 years old and still going strong. He is the oldest person to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he showed up for the ceremony. The entire thing was live streamed for the first time ever on Disney Plus, and it's available there on demand if you missed it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.